Because if we remain faithful, God will reward us both before and after death. Tonight I want to share with you the story of Joseph and what happened when he had trials. I have 3 points to show all of his life. My first point is about how his brothers, what they did to him. Because he was the father's favorite, they were jealous, and they stripped him of his coat, threw him in a pit, and sold him for 20 shekels of silver. In Genesis chapter 39, verse 2, it says, "The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man, and he was in the house of the master of the Egyptian." So we see that he is with Joseph and is helping him out through all of this. And in my second point, we talk about his struggles with Potiphar's wife. He was doing okay with his master, finding favor in his sight. Life was looking good for him again, but then she comes in and ruins it for him. She wanted him and couldn't have him, so he runs off and she frames him for it, and he gets thrown in jail for stuff he didn't do. In Genesis chapter 39, verses 21 through 23, it says, "But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, and he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners who were in the prison. Whatever they did there, it was his doing. The keeper of the prison did not look into anything that was under Joseph's authority, because the Lord was with him, and whatever he did, the Lord made it prosper." And speaking of jail, my third point is about how he was forgotten in jail. We all know the story of him interpreting the dreams of the butler and the baker. He interprets the dreams, and when the butler gets out of jail, all that Joseph asks is that he mentions what he did to the Pharaoh to get him out of jail. And the butler is happy to do this. He wants to get Joseph out of there, but then he forgets. And it takes him 2 years to remember until the Pharaoh needs his dreams interpreted. And through all of this, Joseph struggles. But then in the end, he gets to be second in command and gets a spot in heaven. In conclusion, we should be like Joseph. If we remain faithful in times of tribulation, God will reward us. It says in Matthew 25, verse 23, "His Lord said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things, and I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.'" In Ephesians 6:16, it says, "Above all, take in the shield of the faith, which you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one." In Revelation 2:10, it says, "Do not fear any of the things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life." God wants us to be faithful. And if we look to him, he will help us and be there for us in these trials. And if you have had trouble in trials, then you can have help from God tonight, looking at Joseph's example.